You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 242, The Rise and Fall of Humanity. Thank you for tuning in. Today we have a message from Spirit that will give you some insight into the times we are now living in. First, I want to say Happy New Year to everyone and extend my wishes for an abundant and blessed year ahead. I hope you all are doing amazing and enjoying your lives, as well as the new show, Navigating the Awakening. Many of you are very pleased that the radio show is longer, and I'm happy to hear that. And some of you have been wondering when I was going to do another episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Well, here it is. Thank you for your patience. So today we are talking about the rise and fall of humanity. Just 2 days ago, on the 21st of January, in this year of 2024, Pluto entered into the constellation of Aquarius, where it will be for the next 20 years, with one final retrograde back into Capricorn in the fall of this year. This will go down in history as one of the most powerful times on our planet. I spoke about Pluto last year in my message to the lightworkers. You can visit our channel on Vimeo.com if you would like to see that video. Just search for Awaken the Healing, all one word, and the video is called Pluto Brings Awakening in 2023. There is so much to say on this subject, and everyone is talking about it because when Pluto moves, it's a really big deal. We are affected as a collective because Pluto is a generational planet. So every child that is born for the next 20 years will collectively have their Pluto in Aquarius, except for the children born during the retrograde at the end of the year. This is very powerful. It's like having a collective destiny. These children will be born to help us bring in new Earth. And there is an attempt to stop them from being born, because the dark ones know what they are being born to do. Pluto signifies death and rebirth, as well as wealth and agriculture to the ancients. Today, we rarely hear about this part, but Pluto controls all the wealth that is within the unseen realms. That includes knowledge, wisdom, abundance of every kind. In esoteric astrology, Pluto transforms our personal and collective realities. Pluto activates the love principle in our lives. Deep healing takes place with Pluto. I believe that if we are resistant to seeing where we need to change or what we need to release in our lives, then this Pluto transit will be more harsh, because you are fighting change, and Pluto represents absolute transformation. So if you are ready to transform your life, then Pluto comes to answer your prayers. Change is going to come with Pluto no matter what, whether you are ready or not. Remember that the ancient Toltecs warned us that when the sixth sun arrives, we will need to embrace transformation on this planet. They said this is the only way we will survive. And then they gave us some tools to assist us in our transformation process. The ancients were able to see that humanity would have to face their shadow, personally or collectively, in order to survive and thrive at this time. Pluto moving into Aquarius is the confirmation of this prophecy because it deals with our collective shadow that must be cleansed. Pluto rules everything in the unseen realms. It rules the unconscious, the shadow, the dream state, because it is part of the Black Texcatlipoca that the ancient Toltecs spoke of. It can give you everything or take everything from you. This is the Plutonian energy. Pluto rules hypnosis and altered states of consciousness, as well as the depths of power that dwell within us that are yet to be discovered. It rules the wealth of the earth that is under the surface, where we find all the gold, diamonds, and other precious metals and gemstones. Pluto rules the lost knowledge of civilizations that have been buried and long forgotten. It has the power to bring all of this to the surface. And now this is the time when you will become conscious that there is more to this reality than meets the eye. Because what you can see is only a fraction of what is really here. And now that Pluto has moved into Aquarius, this indicates a death and a rebirth, a rise and a fall, a transfer of great wealth, knowledge, and power to the people. Not only physical wealth, but every form of wealth will be brought to the surface for the healing and rebuilding of humanity. And of course, Pluto moving signs signifies the changing of the guard. So we have many confirmations of the great time that we are living in. We have, with each ancient culture, a different perspective of these times of great change. No matter what culture or ancient wisdom you refer to, they all tell us that a great choice is being made at this time. It is the rise and fall of humanity, where one group is losing power and the other gaining. The old earth is being removed, and this includes the structures of power that have dominated and controlled humanity for thousands of years. They are now being removed, and the new earth is being built on a collective consciousness of love. And this is becoming more and more evident every day. The old guard is trying everything to prevent this transfer of power, but it is no longer in their control. Their time is up. The shift is happening year by year. So the humanity that is falling is the one that wants to dominate the people with fear and delusions. This is against the free will laws of the universe and is self-destructive in its application. We are now witnessing what the ancients called the fall of the false prophets. Today we call them clergy, politicians, actors, television personalities, musicians, and we give them many different names. People have worshiped these idols, these false prophets, and now we are beginning to see in a very big way the deceit and darkness of who they really are. And keep your eyes on the who. This is the power of Pluto to make what is unseen clear and evident to everyone who is ready to see it. Those who are not ready for change are those who are not ready to transform their lives. The ancients say, "Woe unto you. There is a path of destruction awaiting you, because transformation is the only way to survive today. You must move into your heart." But as for the humanity that is desirous of transformation and willing to see what needs to be released for our highest good, this is the humanity that is rising. You are the ones the ancients spoke of as the angels that have come to bring the light. You are those who will manifest a new earth because you are ready and willing to do the work. You are the ones who are actively working on your shadow. You are the ones who are activating your internal light. You are the ones the future belongs to. Continue to actively raise your vibration by cleansing your shadow and working on your inner light, because you will begin to feel your power grow. You are being infused with true power in your life. The universe gives according to your vibration, because you must prove yourself worthy to have power, because it must be used for good. You must awaken your heart center and then awaken your throat chakra, which is the seat of your wisdom. And then you must actively work for the good of all in order to have the backing of the universe. Pluto will increase you if you are truly working to heal yourself and others. Pluto will help your meditations be more powerful. And if you are desirous of working with your dream state, then this is the time to do it. As a matter of fact, the ancient Toltecs said we must become masters of our dreams because we are living in a time when dream control will be mastered by many. And those who do not develop this ability will be controlled by others through their dreams. It is truly a time of inception. You cannot be lazy today. You must take your spiritual journey seriously, and you will see how this will transform your life. We are living in powerful times, family, transformational times, and it is up to you if you are ready to rise to the occasion or fall with those of the old guard. With great power comes great responsibility, and the universe has changed the game. It is now about the collective, the people, that we all must rise and be cared for. It's not about dominating others. It's about caring for others. And if you don't have this in your heart, then you will be removed from power. We have a new earth to build, and we have a lot of healing that needs to be done. But first, we need those who are ready to go deep within themselves to find the jewels and the power that lie deep within. You have to face your inner darkness before you can find your inner wealth. You have to battle the dragon within to bring it into submission to the light. This must be done before you can access the great wealth that the dragon is hiding from you. You have to be courageous and fearless to walk this path. And only those who walk the path facing their shadow are worthy to become the masters of their own reality. And finally, 2024 is the year of the dragon, another clue and manifestation of what must be done. I want to thank all of you that are working on your shadow because it is you who are helping to bring new earth into being. You are the warriors of light that are spoken of in the ancient texts. True warriors bring balance, not war. Thank you for your service to the light. Many blessings to all of you in this new year. Please share this episode with someone that you know it will resonate with. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.